DSI summons 18 red shirts. UDD leaders accused of insulting the monarchy. The Department of Special Investigation will today issue summonses for 18 red shirt leaders to acknowledge Lay's Majesty charges. DSI Chief Tarit Pengdit said yesterday the 18 UDD leaders will be asked to appear before investigators on May 2nd through the 6th to answer the charges. Mr. Tarit said three separate Lay's Majesty complaints filed against the red shirt leaders by the Army, the Deputy City Police Chief Amnoy Nimano, and a group called Motherland Protection have been referred to the DSI. The red shirt leaders will answer the charges in the presence of public prosecutors to comply with proper legal proceedings and to protect the rights of the accused, Mr. Tarit said. He said the cases are related to offenses against national security under the criminal code. The 18 co-leaders of the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship, who attended last Sunday's rally, are accused of insulting the monarchy and inciting others to disobey the law. They addressed crowds that gathered last Sunday to mark the first anniversary of the April 10, 2010 clashes between red shirt protesters and soldiers at Kopua intersection. In a related development, Police Lieutenant Colonel Tawan Nangkang, a DSI investigator, asked the Office of the Attorney General and the Criminal Court yesterday to withdraw bail for 9 UDD leaders who face fresh charges of offending the monarchy in their speeches at last Sunday's rally. VCDs of their speeches were also given as evidence. Public Prosecutor Ruth Kun Suen said the prosecution will ask the court to revoke bail for the 9 if they are found to have violated their bail conditions. Kuetai leader Yong Yut Wee Chai Dit yesterday rejected suggestions that the party supported its members in making inappropriate remarks about the monarchy. He said efforts have been made to smear the party's reputation. Army spokesman Sansum Kalgamnur said Army Chief Prayut Chan-o-cha had acted within his authority when he ordered the Judge Advocate General Department to file Lay's Majesty charges against Mr. Jatupon, Puatai MP for Udon Thani Wichien Kaukau, and former Puatai MP for Nakhon Ratchasima Supon Atawol. Soldiers act in line with the Constitution, which says the Army is duty-bound to protect and uphold the institution of the monarchy, Colonel Samsung said. An Army source said yesterday more than 1,000 soldiers attached to the Army's 1st Division, Royal Guards, will today gather for military training at the 11th Infantry Regiment in Bangkain District, in what is seen by observers as a show of support for the Army commander.